This is Unit 7 of Pimsleur's Speak and Read Essential Czech. Listen to this conversation in which a foreigner and his Czech business contact meet for the first time in a hotel lobby.
Dobrý den.
Dobrý den.
Promiňte, nejste pan White?
Ano, jsem. A vy jste paní Nováková?
Ano.
Těší mě.
Listen to it again.
Dobrý den.
Dobrý den.
Promiňte, nejste pan White?
Ano, jsem. A vy jste paní Nováková?
Ano.
Těší mě.
Do you remember how a man says, I'm American?
Jsem Američan.
How would a woman say, I'm American?
Jsem Američanka.
How does a woman say, I'm English?
Jsem Angličanka.
How does a man say, I'm English?
Jsem Angličan.
Ask a man if he's Czech.
Jste Čech?
Ask a woman if she's Czech.
Jste Češka?
Here's the word for Mr. Listen and repeat.
Pan. Pan.
How do you say Mr. White?
Pan White. Pan White.
In the opening dialogue, a Czech woman asked a foreign man if he might not be Mr. White. Listen.
Promiňte, nejste pan White? Promiňte, nejste pan White?
By adding
ne
in front of the verb, you soften what might be an abrupt question. Ask politely. Excuse me, are you Mr.
Kudlitz?
Promiňte, nejste pan Kudlitz? Promiňte, nejste pan Kudlitz?
Listen and repeat the Czech word for Mrs.
Paní. Paní.
You use this title when addressing married women, or generally, any woman above 30, 35 or so. How do you say Mrs.?
Paní. Paní. Paní.
Here's Mrs. Novak. Listen and repeat.
Paní Nováková. Paní Nováková.
Czech surnames show gender. Mr. Novak's wife or daughter will have the last name
Nováková.
Say Mrs. Novak.
Paní Nováková. Paní Nováková.
Try to say Mrs.
Kudlitz. Paní Kudlitzová. Paní Kudlitzová.
Say, excuse me, are you Mrs.
Kudlitz? Promiňte, nejste paní Kudlitzová?
Here's how to say Miss
Kudlitz.
Listen and repeat.
Slečna Kudlitzová. Slečna Kudlitzová.
Say, Miss.
Slečna. Slečna.
This title is used for young unmarried women. Say, Miss Novak.
Slečna Nováková. Slečna Nováková.
Ask politely, excuse me, are you Miss Novak?
Promiňte, nejste slečna Nováková?
Ask, excuse me, are you Mr. Novak or Mr.
Kadlec?
Promiňte, nejste pan Novák nebo pan Kadlec?
Ask, are you Mrs. Novak or Miss
Kadlec? Jste paní Nováková nebo slečna Kadlecová?
Here's how to say, pleased to meet you. Listen and repeat.
Těší mě. Těší mě.
This two-word phrase is literally, it pleases, and me. Say, pleased to meet you.
Těší mě. Těší mě.
Suppose you want to introduce your husband or wife. Here's husband. Listen and repeat.
Manžel. Manžel.
Say husband.
Manžel. Manžel.
Now repeat the word my.
Můj. Můj.
Say my.
Můj. Můj.
Say, this is my husband.
To je můj manžel.
Answer, pleased to meet you.
Těší mě.
Here's the word for wife. Listen and repeat.
Manželka. Manželka.
Some feminine words are derived from their masculine forms by adding the suffix
ka.
Do you remember the word for an Englishman?
Angličan.
And for an English woman?
Angličanka.
And what was the word for an American woman?
Američanka.
And an American male.
American.
Now, what was the word for husband?
Manžel.
And how would you say wife?
Manželka.
Say, this is my husband.
To je můj manžel.
Say, pleased to meet you.
Těší mě.
Say, wife.
Manželka.
Here's how to say, my wife. Listen and repeat.
Moje manželka. Moje manželka.
How do you say, my wife?
Moje manželka. Moje manželka.
Did you notice that the word my changes? This is because the husband and wife are of different genders. Husband logically is masculine, while wife is feminine. Say, my husband.
Můj manžel.
Now say, my wife.
Moje manželka.
Say, this is my wife.
To je moje manželka.
Say, this is my husband.
To je můj manžel.
Say, pleased to meet you.
Těší mě.
Do you remember how to ask, what's this or what's that?
Co je to?
Here's the word for who. Listen and repeat.
Kdo? Kdo?
Say, who.
Kdo? Kdo?
Ask, who's this?
Kdo je to?
Ask, who's that?
Kdo je to?
Answer, that's my husband.
To je můj manžel.
That's my wife.
To je moje manželka.
Say, pleased to meet you.
Těší mě.
How do you ask, who's this or who's that?
Kdo je to?
Now, pointing to a building, you ask, what's that?
Co je to?
Answer, that's the National Theater.
To je Národní divadlo.
Ask, how do you say pleased to meet you in Czech?
Jak se řekne česky?
Pleased to meet you. How would you answer?
Těší mě.
Suppose you're waiting to meet with a Mr. Novak. You see someone and think you recognize him. Ask, excuse me, are you Mr. Novak? Use the
ne
for politeness.
Promiňte, nejste pan Novák?
How would Mr. Novak say hello?
Dobrý den.
He asks, how are you?
Jak se máte?
Answer him, fine thanks, and you?
Dobře, děkuju. A vy?
Say, this is my husband.
To je můj manžel.
How would he say, this is my wife?
To je moje manželka.
Mr. Novak asks you, do you speak Czech?
Mluvíte česky?
Answer, a little.
Trochu.
He then says something that you don't understand. Say, speak more slowly, please.
Mluvte pomaleji, prosím.
I don't understand.
Nerozumím.
Repeat it, please.
Opakujte to, prosím.
Now suppose you want to buy a gift for your niece. Point to a toy in a store and ask, how much does that cost?
Kolik to stojí?
You want to look at the toy. Say, show me that, please.
Ukažte mi to, prosím.
You have some time to look around. Ask, where's the Hotel Intercontinental?
Kde je Hotel Intercontinental?
The Hotel Intercontinental in downtown Prague is one of the finest in the world and really worth visiting. Back at your hotel, you're looking for your wife. Ask, where's my wife?
Kde je moja manželka?
Say to him, she's over there.
Je tamhle.
And how would she ask, where's my husband?
Kde je můj manžel?
How does someone tell you, he's here?
Je tady.
Imagine that you and your spouse are in a restaurant. Say to the waiter, show me a menu, please.
Ukažte mi jídelní lístek, prosím.
Your wife says, give me coffee, please.
Dejte mi kávu, prosím.
With milk.
S mlékem.
Say, give me tea, please.
Dejte mi čaj, prosím.
With lemon.
Citrónem.
And with sugar.
A s cukrem.
The waitress brings a cup. How would your wife ask, is that coffee or tea?
Je to káva nebo čaj?
How would you ask, do you have ice cream? Remember that the word for ice cream changes its ending in this case.
Máte zmrzlinu?
Now back to counting. Say, one beer.
Jedno pivo.
Here's the word for two. Listen and repeat.
Dva. Dva.
Say, one tea.
Jeden čaj.
How do you say two?
Dva. Dva.
This form is for masculine words only. Here's how to count two feminines or two neuters. Listen and repeat.
Dvě. Dvě.
Say, one coffee, as if you're counting.
Jedna káva.
Now order one coffee.
Jednu kávu, prosím.
How do you say two in the feminine or neuter form?
Dvě. Dvě.
From three on, the numbers have only one form for all the genders. Here's three. Listen and repeat.
Tři. Tři.
Say two in both forms.
Dva, dvě. Dva, dvě.
Say three.
Tři.
Tři. Here's four. Just listen.
Čtyři. Čtyři.
Repeat slowly and carefully after the speaker.
Čty. Čty. Ři. Tři. Čtyři. Čtyři.
Now a little bit faster.
Čtyři. Čtyři.
Say three.
Tři.
How do you say for?
Čtyři. Čtyři.
How do you say for?
Čtyři. Čtyři.
Say two, both masculine and feminine.
Dva, dvě.
Four.
Čtyři.
Three.
Tři.
Repeat five.
Pět. Pět.
Say 4 5.
Čtyři, pět. Čtyři, pět.
Understanding numbers when they're spoken rapidly takes practice. So remember, you can always say, write it down, please. Say this.
Napište to, prosím.
Now suppose you and your spouse are in the lobby of your Prague hotel, waiting to meet Mr. Foreman, who's supposed to pick you up. A gentleman walks in. Ask him if he's Mr. Foreman.
Promiňte, nejste pan Foreman?
He is. Say, pleased to meet you.
Těší mě.
Say, this is my wife.
To je moje manželka.
How would a woman say, this is my husband?
To je můj manžel.
The three of you leave the hotel. Say goodbye to the doorman.
Nashledanou.
Now open your reading booklet to the page for Unit 7. Read number 1.
Máte kávu?
Number 2.
Dejte mi jednu kávu.
Read number 3.
Kolik to stojí?
Now look at word number 4. The letter C with the mark over it sounds like
ch.
You already know this word for a mail check. Read number 4.
Czech.
Read number 5. It's the name of the mark you've just learned, and it means a small hook.
Háček.
Number 6 is the name for length mark, which is over the A in this word. Read number 6.
Čárka.
Read number 7.
Česky.
Number 8.
Slečna.
The S with
háček
corresponds to the English SH in ship. Listen and repeat number 9.
Šiška. Šiška.
Read number 10.
Pošta.
Number 11.
Česka.
Number 12.
Napište mi to.
This is the end of Unit 7.